Warm greetings from Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City. And many people have said that it's beneficial to meditate with others, the mutual support and maybe sense of connection, and helps us to kind of stay more focused or engaged or motivated. Some people find the opposite is true, that they find that it's easier, better for themselves to meditate alone, and things become simpler, and having other people around makes it a little more complicated socially for their minds, their hearts, and just being left alone allows some deep settling. And perhaps this online way of practicing, you get the both of both worlds. Some of you are maybe going to meditate alone in the room you're in, place you're at. And some of you, but all of you, are here to, in a sense, together with this wide community of people meditating. And so maybe the support is here that is encouraging and motivating, and maybe the solitude is here that maybe also is supportive for deeper settling into the experience here and not being pulled out into the social world with our thoughts and memories and anticipations. The pursuit of pleasure is one of the central features of human life, and the avoidance of pain. And this can be done both wisely and unwisely, both ways that benefit us and don't benefit us. And the same is true in meditation. The pursuit of pleasure and the active avoidance and running away from discomfort and pain, it can be unhelpful for meditation practice. Learning how to sit with discomfort is part of the path to freedom. Learning to be patient with it, gracious with it, equanimous with it, to see it through to the other side, is part of meditation, mindfulness. But sitting with pleasure is also part of meditation, and the art of that is to do so without pursuing it, without expectation, without trying to make it happen. And a little bit the happy kind of middle way is when you meditate, don't spend a lot of time looking for pleasure or what's pleasant, but if there is some pleasantness in meditation, to remember to use that as a toehold or as an entryway or support for being here in the present moment. That pleasantness, pleasure, is a present moment experience. And you don't have to actively avoid it or overlook it. In fact, there's a way of being nurtured by it or supported by it or letting it be kind of it's easier for the mind to want to be present in the present moment if the present moment has some pleasantness to it. And that can be done very simply with the breathing. The breathing's not always pleasant, but if there is any pleasantness, pleasure, a nice feeling in the breathing itself, to remember to kind of be touched by that, to experience that, to be with it as part of the experience of being with the breathing itself as a whole thing. So to assume your meditation posture and to gently close your eyes. And just sitting here in this posture, whatever posture you're in, is there anything that is pleasant any pleasure in the posture itself, or in the body. You might have discomfort, for sure, but in addition to that, is there anything that has a feeling that's good to be here in the body? It's pleasant, it's enjoyable, it might be very subtle, it might be sensations in the arms or in the hands. Or in the legs. It might be a subtle kind of hum through your body. Or it might be that it's just pleasant or feels lots of goodness to stopping all the activities of the day, the streams of thought, just to be here in the body, connected. And then with a way that might be pleasant for you, enjoyable, see if you can take some deeper, slow, deeper breaths, just as far as the depth of it is pleasant for you. Perhaps enjoying relaxing as you exhale. Feeling what is pleasant in relaxing the shoulders, the belly. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And with an easy, normal enough breathing, is there anything there that seems pleasant, nice? In the cycles of breathing in and breathing out. And it might be intermittent just at a particular point in the cycle of breathing. But when you come to that point in the cycle, remember to feel it and sense that pleasantness as a toehold to the present moment. And maybe there's a way of quieting your thinking mind that also moves to a kind of mental pleasantness, pleasure. Even if that pleasure is a pleasure of less agitation or stress in the mind. And then too, as you exhale, to relax more fully in the body. Wherever in your body it's good to relax the holding of the muscles. Relaxing the thinking muscle, the tension or pressure, contraction associated with thinking. to settle in more fully to your experience of the body breathing. And as you breathe, a gentle attention to what is pleasant as you breathe, as you sit here. A tender attention to the pleasantness. Not to push it or try to experience more of it. But as a doorway, an entryway to support the mind to be present, to not pursuing the pleasures of thinking, fantasy, but rather to be here and now in the body, simple, relaxed, and whatever is unpleasant and difficult, maybe it's easier to allow for that. If you also are connected to what is pleasant. If you've wondered off and thought, is there enjoyment in that? Pleasure, is that part of the hook? Or is there agitation or unpleasantness? Fear, that's the hook. Perhaps you can return to a simple pleasure of being in the present moment in your body, breathing. As we come to the end of this sitting, sometimes we can feel the pleasantness of a kind heart, the pleasantness of the pleasure of kindness, love, warm-heartedness. the goodness of a kind regard for the world around us. And to spend the last moments of this meditation with thoughts of well-wishing, goodwill, friendliness for the people in your lives, the strangers in your lives, the peoples of your communities and all over. And to have a kind regard that's simple, relaxed, that maybe is more like a warmth in the heart that just feels good to have there. Perhaps breathing through that warmth, breathing with your goodwill, as if your thoughts of goodwill are carried out on the exhale, out broadly, widely into the world, as a gift, as a warmth for everyone. And may it be that this meditation we've shared today, in community and sitting alone perhaps, may it be that it's for the welfare and happiness of beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And maybe these wishes that we have live in us throughout the day, so we might notice this little small ways that we can make this so. May all beings be free.